Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dr. Amar Patani is that dentist we talked to from Main Street Smiles in Barrington now and again. Hey, Doc, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Hey, John, I'm doing great. Fantastic day out here.
Yeah, it's beautiful in your neighborhood, too. Do you hand out Halloween candy, Dr. Patani?
No, you know, so we go through this every year, and, it definitely comes up as something. But to me, you know, I think as a dentist, it would be like your tire repairman handing you a bucket of nails, you know, to go yeah. home with. Is we can't do that. So happy to do toothbrushes, happy to do, you know, floss, the things
the kids
love.
So the kids, I know. So do you put a sign up just saying, you know, it's just as they're like walking up your steps? Is there a sign that says, just so you know, kids, I'm a dentist? Like, you've been warned, you're not going to get a Snickers bar. Do you hand out toothbrushes and toothpaste at your door?
You know, it's pretty empty around here during Halloween.
It's your neighborhood.
Not many people coming to the dental office, but at my home we do hand out candy.
Ah, so now we're getting somewhere.
I'm not the only one that lives there, so I look the other way.
It would be like. Right. So if at the cardiologist's office he had coupons for Big Macs, that would be seen as malpractice. but yet the cardiologist may have a hamburger now and again, so too a dentist can hand out. Probably hard candy is better than soft candy, Dennis, Dr. Patani?
So not necessarily. When we look at candies and types of candies, so the worst candies are the sticky candies. Because they stick to your teeth and they keep that sugar around in your mouth, right? So I think we talked before, but when you have sugar in your mouth over a long period of time, it makes that mouth acidic, and that's what can cause those cavities. So sticky candies stick to your teeth. It makes it hard for your saliva to clear everything from your mouth. Hard candies would be great if you just chewed them up and were done with them, but the problem with hard candies is we end up sucking on them for time. And so, again, you're keeping that sugar in your mouth over a period of time. And so that's, again, causing that acidic environment, which can lead to decay.
And there you go again. As I recall, once upon a time you told us that it's not the sugar per se, it's the acid that is created in your mouth that eats through the enamel. Is that right?
That's right. So the sugars actually feed the bacteria in your mouth. And the bacteria, I mean, I tell the kids they poop out acid. And that acid is what brings that overall pH down in your mouth and effectively softens and then decays the enamel.
So you also said then it's a good idea now and again to rinse your mouth, right? With like water. Like, I suppose after trick-or-treating, tell the kids if they're not going to brush their teeth, at least because they maybe still want to eat candy, but rinse their mouth out to wash that acid away. Is that true?
Yeah. So again, if you think about your mouth as kind of a little environment where, you know, your saliva is constantly trying to buffer it and bring that pH back to normal. When you bring sugars or, you know, any kind of carbohydrates that are feeding that bacteria and causing that acid buildup, anything we can do to help the saliva along and bring that pH back down to where we want it to, closer to neutral or normal pH of our mouth, will help. The other thing that can help is we talked about how sugar in your mouth over time is especially bad. So if you have sugar at a time where your mouth is already clearing, already prepared to lower that that pH, like when you have meals, for instance, you salivate more, your body is doing its part to clean the environment. If you have your candy during mealtime with meals, that can also help because you have that excess saliva and your body is already clearing.
Try selling that to your parents, kids. I teach health and PE, John. I have not given out candy in over 20 years. We actually give small amounts of 20 cents years ago. This was a quarter. It has increased to a dollar. Oh, there you go. Dr. Amar Patani's on a phone line with us. He's the dentist from Main Street Smiles. I kiddingly asked him, what does he hand out? And he said, well, They don't hand out candy at their dentist's office, but at home, as he is not the only person there, they hand out candy. I guess you could hand out $1 bills, doctor, but that's not the purpose of Halloween, is it?
Well, you know, I think that's great, and I think everyone should do what they're comfortable with and what they believe in, you know, and you know, to me, kids are going to eat candy. I eat candy, you know, so I'm not perfect here, and I'm not saying candy is the best thing to do, but it's not going to be a problem as long as, you know, you do it the best way and you're not always eating it.
Well, besides, all right, so say candy is the devil. So too are a whole host of other foods that we eat. It's not so much what did you eat, it's what do you do after you eat, right? I mean, the purpose of a conversation with you would be not to say nobody eats carbohydrates or candy or sugar or sugar-based cereal, but rather after you do, brush and floss and stuff like that, right?
That's right. You know, a lot of it has to do with the way you eat, what you eat, and what you do after you eat it. And again, you know, our bodies are amazing machines, right? So they are built to help us, you know, tackle some of these issues. And all we have to do is enable them, you know, with the science we have now, and help them along. So things like, again, rinsing your mouth after candy and really only eating those really sugary substances or juices with meals. And then brushing and flossing, you know, brushing twice a day and flossing at least once a day.
And eat the treats, you said, with the meals, because when you're eating food, your salivary glands are already kind of in overdrive. So they give you a better chance of clearing away the sugar, the bacteria, the acid, right?
That's right. That as well as it's limiting the overall time of exposure. So when we suck on a hard candy for, you know, 20 minutes versus eating something right with a meal, it's that overall time of attack that causes that decay.
Do-it-yourself dentistry, what have you seen?
Oh, you know, so I've seen all kinds of things. I've seen, I'd say there's two categories. There's kind of the emergency fix, which I totally get. You know, you're on a cruise somewhere, your denture tooth falls out, you have some super glue, stick it back on, and then, you know, for me, I would say then go see your dentist when you get back. Or you have a broken tooth, and, you know, let's say you're still on that cruise ship, you have a broken tooth, it's in your mouth, you're in pain. You know, so they you can put, like, yeah, there's different things that you can put on it just to kind of keep that air from really attaching to it. But you want to be careful with the things you put in your mouth. Again, there's chemicals in a lot of the stuff that we have. And so there's stuff that's okay, like if you go to your pharmacy, they have little cavity fillers or temporary crown cement, even, so that if you are on vacation, if you are out in the woods, maybe, I don't know.
Sure.
You can give yourself some relief. So if you go to Walgreens, they have a whole section on this stuff.
I've never heard of such a thing.
They do. And the important thing to remember there is it's all temporary, right? So this is to get you by for a period of time until you can get into your dentist, right? We don't want you in pain the whole time, but it is important to then come in and get more of a permanent evaluation and a fix.
But say I chipped a tooth and I have the chip and it's noticeable. There's a temporary product I could buy. Are we talking about the same thing here, Doc, where then I could put the thing right back on there?
Yeah, so if you chip a tooth, you know, it's not going to hold the chip back on, but it may cover the part of the tooth that's exposed.
Oh, yeah.
So you're not feeling that sensitivity with the cold air or drinks.
When people get a tooth knocked out, I've heard this, you can save that and then, in fact, don't they then like recommend that you rinse it off and plug it right back in the hole where the tooth came out and that'll keep it alive? Talk to me about that.
So I mean, the chances of being able to save a completely avulsed or a tooth that comes out completely of the socket is pretty low. And a lot of that has to do with the amount of time from that it's out of your mouth. So if you have a tooth come out of your mouth and it's clean, yes, the correct thing to do is then to put it back in and then go see your dentist right away.
I can't imagine
If it's dirty at all, you don't want to put that back in your mouth. It can cause infections.
Sure.
And you really don't want to rinse the tooth off and put it back in your mouth also, because it removes kind of the the cellular components of the tooth root that will allow it to be successful back in your mouth.
So do I just save it, goop and all, and bring it to the dentist? How about I put it in the freezer and that'll hold it, preserve it?
I don't know that the freezer will help. They make some kind of a solution. I don't know that anyone keeps it on hand that you can put it into. You can actually just put it in your mouth, as maybe awful as that sounds, and then get into the dentist. Yeah. Really, like I said, time is what matters. Even if you get it back in your mouth, you will likely need a root canal on that tooth and maybe some work in the future. Nowadays, with all of our technology and implants, you know, that ends up being a better way to go in many cases.
Not to do a commercial for you, but this isn't. Sometimes I do. This is not. These are just a couple questions I've had in mind. But I just wanted to compliment you again. When I was in your office a couple Fridays ago, you did a root canal, and it was the most pleasant experience I've had in a very long time. And I have a nice life. I watched a couple episodes of a TV show. I did not feel one thing at any one point during my entire time there.
No, that's great. And, you know, that's ultimately what we're trying to do. It's so important for us to give you a good experience because the last thing we want is for people to be afraid of coming to the dentist. So many of our patients now have trauma from when they were children.
Oh, yeah.
They've got bad experiences, and it really keeps them away from the dentist. So anything we can do to help with that is kind of our goal.
I think some of the old dentists in the olden days, and by this I mean the 1950s and 60s and 70s, I don't know that they were indifferent to that experience of the patient. But they just didn't seem to have the tools or resources, right? Like, has the technology or the drugs changed? Why is it so pain-free now and it wasn't back then?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. And again, depending on what we're doing and how you are as a person and what your previous experience has been, we have a lot of tools to play with. One thing is our needle size is very small now. So a lot of times you can't even feel that going into your mouth.
Uh-uh.
Our topical anesthetic is very powerful. And you know, we put that on first and let it penetrate the gum tissue a little bit before we give you that stick if we need to. We also have oral sedatives that we can use. So we have a whole tool of options to go to depending on, you know, what you need and what your previous experience has been.
One last question. What's the biggest change, would you say, in dentistry in the last 10, 15 years? Pick it. I mean, what's the biggest difference these days?
Well, I think our focus has completely changed over the last maybe 20, 25, 30 years, whereas we are singularly focused on saving teeth now and restoring the arch. And there's so many studies that show that your overall quality of life is directly related to your ability to smile, your ability to eat the foods you want, and your ability to keep your mouth pain-free. And so that's really our goal, is to give you a life where you're not worried about your teeth, you're not worried about pain. And if you do experience it, you're able to take care of that.
I thought you were going to say something about the aesthetics, because it seems like so much of dentistry these days is about cleaning your teeth, brightening your teeth, whitening your teeth, changing out your teeth, the cosmetic side, you know?
Yeah, and there is a huge focus on the cosmetic side, I think, especially with as much social media as there is now. I think social media and these online virtual meetings have really pushed kind of our whole facial aesthetic component with the Botox and the fillers and the veneers and the whitening, just like you mentioned. So we do have a lot of options, and we do everything. So, you know, it's easy to put together an entire plan to give you the smile you want, you know, when you have so many tools in your chest.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, all interesting stuff. So I'm letting you go here now, doctor, but I don't recall now if you said this is the best kind of candy, because the sticky candy is bad. That adheres to your teeth and your gums, and then you get the more acid, and then you get cavities. But if you use a hard candy that you tend to suck on a lot, then you continue to coat the tooth longer with the sugary substance. You recommended, of course, you know, brush and floss and stuff like that, but rinsing is always a good idea, even if it's with water. But is there a better candy to hand out on Halloween night?
Sure. I think if you were going to try to find the best candies to hand out, dark chocolates, or some studies that show that dark chocolates that can be low in sugar can be not bad for the teeth and maybe even a little helpful. And then candies with nuts, you know, so nuts are, we call them cariostatic. They don't cause cavities, and they also help clear the sugars away from the teeth. So you can imagine eating like a Payday bar where, you know, the nuts themselves can help you remove some of that sugar from your teeth that's kind of stuck in there. And then, of course, things that are sugar-free. So sugar-free gums, sugar-free candies like lollipops, those can be good too.
I love me a Hershey bar with almonds, so I think I'll just I'll go that direction. All right,
that
Dr. Marpitani over at Main Street Smiles in Barrington. Always nice to talk to you. Thanks, Doc.
Thanks, John. Take care.
Nice guy over there.